Blog Talk Radio.
Sasha coming in to you live for another episode of Night Talks with Sasha. So, it's Friday, the last day of the week. It's the weekend, and I hope that you are first somewhere safe, and I hope that you're somewhere comfortable, and secondly, thirdly, fourthly, whatever we got, I hope you cool, because damn, it's been hot. OMG. Like, what is this? Like, oh, my God, turn off the oven. Like, bring it down a notch because it don't make no sense to be this hot. It's like somebody just opened up their hot-ass mouth with morning breath and just opened it up and was just like, ah, everywhere. It's just hot. It's so hot outside. But anyway, I hope that you're somewhere cool, and I hope that you're comfortable, and you're under the AC, and you got yourself a little drink. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's the weekend. Get you some wine, get you a mixed drink, get you something. Put your feet up, relax a little bit, hold your phone, put your phone on a little holder, whatever you got to do. And let's just come on up into the room, baby, because, honey, yes, I am back, refreshed, can we say, relaxed, can we say, and ready to do the damn thing. So, I hope you're ready because I am, and if you're not, then I just feel bad for you. Seriously. So, it has been vacation time for me and my girls, yes, vacation, and it was also Diva's birthday. Yes, Diva birthday. Honey, I have no problem telling my age. I am 46. I know I don't look like it. I do not look like the shit I have been through, baby. For my birthday, honey, I was out with some of my good girlfriends, and we got dressed up, and we went out, and honey, I was rocking it. I had people looking at me, and I know it's just that glow. It was just that glow, like, just glowing. That's all it was. So, anyway, we're just going to talk about a little vacation, because honestly, I told my girls, like, I love y'all like cook food. But, baby, I am on vacation for the week, okay? I don't want to talk about podcasting. I don't want to talk about news. I don't want to talk about any of that. I don't want to talk about nothing. I don't want to talk about nothing that has to do with work. And I didn't. And I enjoyed myself. So, with further ado, I'm going to bring in one of my girls, Beauty. I don't know where Swing is. Maybe she's resting. She was working all week. I'm like, girl, I told you to take your time off. What was you doing? But anyway, I can't, you know, you got to get that bag. She had to get her bag. So she was getting her bag. And I can't hit on that. But now she resting. Anyway, hopefully she'll come in. I'll shoot her a message and say, like, girl, get your ass up. Come on. We on air. Hey, Beauty.
Hey, Sasha, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I'm
but you're doing better than most.
Girl. I am. You know, when you let some shit go and you just, you work some shit out for yourself with a little help from some people and you know, it's like weight. Like, everybody always talk about losing weight, but people just don't realize sometimes emotional bullshit baggage is weight. And when you can just, like, let some of that go and just breathe, it takes a whole lot of pressure off of you. And that's what I did. I let some shit go. And I took a breath. I took a breath. You hear me?
You. That is so good to hear.
It is.
If anybody needs to breathe, you need to breathe.
Girl. Girl, let's talk about it. But yeah, I enjoyed the week off. I got to chill with my sister. And whenever I say that this big, tall, white woman with blonde hair, blue eyes, and I call her my sister, everybody looks at me like, huh? And I'm like, bitch, mind your business. That's my sister. Mind your business. You ain't got nothing to do with it. Take it for what I said it was.
Right.
Mind
your business.
About your business. So, but yeah, I got to spend some time with my sister and my little niece and my eight. Well, she ain't little. She 18 years old, and honey.
Yeah, but not little, honey.
No, she's not little. She's 18 years old. She just started college. And,
Where's she going?
She's going to community college here in town. That's what she's going for right now.
All
right. Which is good. Such a tease. I always recommend that to a lot of kids. Like, if you can go to school locally and get some of your prerequisite classes out of the way, and then pick up and go, if you want to go to a four-year institution somewhere else, then you can go, but make sure that those classes are transferable and you can get those credits. And you can then, instead of going somewhere else and just taking all of your math, your English, all of those prerequisite classes before you get into your degree, you now go straight into your degree, and it can be a little bit more cost effective.
Right.
Than, you know, going and doing, I'd rather pay for 2.5 years or 2 years than pay a full 4-year tuition. You know what I'm saying? And that way you can get your education. Because I don't care the color of whoever it is, black, white, whatever. Getting a college education is expensive. I don't care. It is expensive, and so I try to encourage young people when they want to go to school and they talk to me about it. I definitely try to encourage them to do that. I wish someone had told me, but, you know, you learn from your mistakes. And so if I can help somebody else, then I'm all for it, because that's just my heart. I'm not a gatekeeper. If I have the info, I share it. And I think we should help young people like that if we can.
Absolutely.
Shit is hard. Yeah, shit is hard.
Yes, it is. I have to say, New York did it right. I don't know if you've heard about New York's college program.
No,
If you live in New York, you get an education for a college education for free. The only thing that they ask is that you stay 2 years after you graduate, so you're putting money back into their economy, and you're all set. But for 2 years, they will pay for your tuition.
Wow.
All you have to do is guarantee that you're going to stay in the state for 2 years.
Wow.
Right?
Cool.
Right?
That's
and I know
awesome.
That in Hawaii, yeah, when I lived in Hawaii, if you're a resident, your tuition goes down to half.
Yeah.
So I have, my cousin Damon, actually came to Hawaii and got his master's that way. In architecture, because I had been living there a few years, and he came and lived with me, and he moved to Hawaii, and he got his master's, and he stayed for a while after that. He actually was there longer than I was. Well, in total, not longer, but he came later and stayed longer than I did. I think he only came back about 2-3 years ago. And, he got his education that way. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Hawaii's pretty good about that.
Yeah, I think we should. I'm going to write that down. And we're, that's going to be a show. Like, I think that is something that we should talk about definitely on our money show. How to, you know, ways of helping people get a college education, because I think at the same time now with the pandemic and everything, there are a lot of people that were working and they have now decided to go back to school or find a different career path. And sometimes in those career paths, education is imperative in getting where they want to be and doing what they need to be to do. So I think it's important to have that conversation. I myself would love to go back to school, but I now have a wanderlust. And there is a part of me that wants to go back to school myself and become a social worker. I always wanted to do it. I always wanted to be a social worker. But
it's a great job.
Wanted,
it's a very hard job, too.
Yes. Yes. But now I know my niche. You know what I mean? Like, now I know where I would go and in social work, and I would definitely do counseling and advocating work. I would definitely do that. So if I can find a way to get my own way of paying for my education and doing those things so that I could do what I want to do. I mean, I have an associate already, but I would need to, I didn't finish up my bachelor's.
Okay.
Because I got my associate's degree, and then I moved to Atlanta and went to school for culinary.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. But it was something that I thought that I wanted to do. But finding out, like, it's a great career path to go into culinary and to go into food. But I can also understand why a lot of people don't do it through educational life. Like, they will go into a restaurant and do it on that, you know, because really to get that title. Like, you hear, what's the dude's name that cuss all the time?
The dude that cusses all the time?
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yes, yes.
Gordon Ramsay is considered a master chef, right? But
correct,
you don't
yes.
get your master chefery, or however you want to call it, by going to school. Okay, basically,
no.
you go to school, and for all y'all that are out here that don't know, I'm going to drop a little info for you. When you go to culinary school, the Art Institute, the Cordon Bleu, and that's how y'all say that, right? It ain't blue. It's bleu. Cordon bleu.
Yeah.
It's French. You go, it's usually a 2-year an associate's degree that you're getting. It's a 2-year degree because it's a 2-year mm-hmm. program. And you are still classified as a cook.
Right.
You're right. not a chef. And you
no.
don't get that chef title until maybe 10 years into working.
Right. You have
Not
to work your way up.
Yeah, you have to work your way up to be called a chef. Not just because you got the education. And a lot of people
right.
are misconstrued about that and think, well, huh? So at the time in 2000, when I went to the Art Institute of Atlanta, it was for a 2-year degree, it was over $50,000 for me to be considered a chef. I mean, a cook.
Right, right.
Where I could have worked in a restaurant from a dishwasher and possibly work my way up to sous chef if a chef in a restaurant had given me that, if I did that apprenticeship, I could have done it that way and got the same level of education, if not more.
Right. But don't you have the basics when you go to school? I mean, it does help some. You get the basics when you go to school, though, for those that, don't know how to cook and haven't, worked with large groups of people to feed them. It'll
yeah,
help
I mean,
them.
If
but,
you,
yeah, but most
yeah,
of the, I, most of the important things come from working hands-on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of the, and I'm not knocking it, so don't take it that way. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm not saying it to you. I'm just saying it to people in general. Like, don't take it as me knocking education. It's good. It's great. If you have I feel like if you want to go into the culinary field and you have no background in cooking at all, then by all means do that. I think that it will be great because they are going to bust you down to the very basics.
Right.
All the way from knife skills to learning about mother sauces, learning about how to scramble eggs, because you're a cook. So you can go to culinary school and work at IHOP because you are a fast order cook.
Right.
So you have to know how to fast order, fast cook eggs and an omelet on a flat top or a skillet and keep all of that going at the same time because you are a fast order cook. And that's just what it is. And so they're going to bust you down to that. And as you go along, you're going to eventually get to the pretty stuff. So if you're going for it just to you think you're going to do cake decorating off the rip? No. If you're going into it thinking that you're going to just do one particular thing, no. If you want to be a sommelier, which is a wine pairer, you go around and you suggest the wines. You only really run into sommeliers at fine dining, five-star restaurants. They'll bring you the wine list. They'll ask you what you're going to have. He or she walks around with a pristine white cloth over their forearm, and they pour the wine or the champagne from that forearm into your glass so it drips. If it drips, it drips on that clean, pristine towel, and it doesn't drip on you, them, or the table, because it is a 4-5-star dining experience, and you're going right there for the experience. That's what a sommelier does. But if you want to even do that, there are other mechanisms, other ways for you to create that knowledge of being a sommelier by going to Paris and London and working hand in hand with a lot of the French chefs and working also in the wineries a lot of times. So, you know, there are ways to do, and it's an education to do that as well. So it just depends on what you want. But again, going to culinary
You never stop learning in culinary.
No, you don't. That's the best thing about it.
There are certifications you have to get and all kinds of learning that you have to get if you want to go up in your field.
Yes. And it's a lot of education. You're constantly learning. You're constantly being recertified. You're constantly having to learn new techniques. Because food changes and what you want to do in food. That's, you know, you see those fifi shishi type dishes, gastronomy, and, you know, there are people going back and adding science back to food. There's a lot of things, farm to table, you know, it's a lot of things that you can do within that scope of cooking. But if you're looking for the fast cash, I'm just letting you know, it's not going to be that way. If you're looking to be a Gordon Ramsay, no. You got to work for it. And it's,
right.
You know, I think that people go into some things, and I can only speak for me. I went into it, and I asked questions. I asked the right questions, but at the same time, I was dealing with people that it was a market. It was about, I was a number, to get their numbers up, to make sure that they got who they wanted in there. Not necessarily who they wanted in there, but the numbers to get paid commission. And I didn't get a really honest view of what it was going to be and what it was going to entail until I got in there. And it was like,
right,
what the heck? So know what you're signing up for. That's all I say. You know, if you want to do it, you got a young person that is wanting to go into culinary and they want to be a chef, and they want to do those things, yes, let them do it. But make sure that you, as their parent, as their guardian, that you make sure that they find out all the information and not just half of the information.
Right. Now, how long did you end up staying?
A year.
Okay.
I was there a year. My grandmother got sick, and my mother was trying to work, take care of my grandmother, take care of my great-grandmother, and I just did not, I could not in all conscience leave my mom out there to do that, you know, on her own. And I had financial aid. I had student loans. I had all of the money that I could get from my mother, from school, you know, to go to school. But at the same time, it was just expensive. And I was taking money out of the house as well.
Right.
And so I just felt like, nah, this isn't working for me. And I just wasn't happy. So I finished out that year, and I came home. Actually, I flunked out. Let me tell the truth. I flunked out. And I know that's not popular to say, but I have no regrets.
And that's what's important. That's what's important is how you feel about it, not really about how anybody else feels about it.
No, I have no regrets. I flunked out. And that was my fault. I mean, well, it wasn't my fault. Some of it was.
It was more situational, it sounds like, than anything.
It was. It was a lot of newness. You know, it was my first time away from home. I was 22, 23 years old. I was living on my own. I was living in the city of Atlanta. I had never lived in a city. It was so much to see. It was so much to do. And it was so much else to do besides sit my ass down and study. And I did everything but.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, hey, you know, it was what it was. I had a boyfriend, and, you know, it was like, we going to go to this club, we going to go to this club, we going to drink this drink, we going to smoke. Well, he wasn't smoking, but I was. That's when I got introduced to Purple Kush. Yeah. And wasn't really prepared for the after effects.
Everything changed.
Yeah, was not prepared. Not prepared at all. So, I don't like the people that you're hanging out with, was my boyfriend's tone. Man, get the fuck on. Joe hating ass.
Oh my goodness.
Went down there and was listening to R&B and just listening to Jill Scott, because Jill Scott's first CD came out, and I fell in love with Jill Scott. And then as the year progressed, I had met a friend in class that was from Brooklyn. And they're like, what the fuck is this you listening to, shorty? I'm like, it's Jill Scott. And so then he had the Rockefeller, the diamond, and I'm listening to Jay-Z, and my boyfriend gets in my car, and then as soon as we crank up the car, Jay-Z is bouncing loudly, and he's looking at me like, whose CD is this? What mm-hmm. is this? And I'm like, what? Oh, no, it's my friend. And then my little roommate was like, yeah, I think TJ left that in your car, didn't he? Yeah, he did. And who the fuck is TJ?
I have to say that I think, yeah, I have to say that there was a lot of artists back then on the Kadar label and on the Hidden Beach label that just had a feeling to them. There was just a groove, and they changed everything. They changed everything about music, about the music video, about how you dressed, how you the things you were interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It did.
So you had Joe
really
Scott,
did.
You had Erykah Badu, you had
that neo soul. Yeah, that's what it was. It was that neo soul.
Yeah, Maxwell. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody listening has not experienced Maxwell's very first CD.
Oh, yeah.
I say you run to your laptop right now or on your phone. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't change the channel. But you should go purchase.
Yeah, after the show.
CD.
After the show. Go and
listen. Yeah, after the show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It will change your life. And the other thing to know about that CD is that CD was written about one woman that he spent one weekend with.
Yes.
And she got her CD.
She got her.
But I ain't hating on her at all. I'm not hating on her at all.
No, you can't. Like,
okay, I'm lying. I'm hating on her.
I'm not.
But I get it. It's only been 20
really,
years.
you can't hate a whole lot. You can a little bit.
I can strongly dislike.
Listen, sis. You getting songs written about you, so let's not. I'm putting a little bit of your business out there. I am. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's a little different. That's a little different.
Just a little bit, but still. And not too many people getting songs. I don't care how, what it is. Ain't too many folks getting songs written about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
we're moving on.
Okay. All right. Okay. I feel
blowing
you blushing through the phone.
Blowing up my spot.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. My bad.
I forgive you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She says tentatively while she's on the radio.
Okay. But
yeah, that music changed the entire generation.
It's all love. We all now have fans. How about that?
Yes. That's fine.
Yeah, we all
I didn't
think,
write anything anyways. All my information is out there. If you don't know it now, you'll know it eventually. I have nothing to hide.
No, not really. I mean, hell, it is what it is. I do. I have things to hide. No,
you
I
do?
Yes.
I didn't think.
I have things to hide.
What you hiding?
I mean, because, like,
I mean,
the other day,
you brought it up. So,
huh? I don't really have a whole lot to hide, but I know I was talking to my friend the other day, and she was like, my bestie. And my bestie was like, what? Wait, now, hold the hell on. What are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean, sis? What you talking about? Are you on Facebook dating? Are you? Are you? That's what she asked me. She's like, are you on Facebook dating? And I'm like,
hold on.
No.
Hold up. You on Facebook dating?
That's what she. No, I'm not. My friend asked me that.
Okay. I was just gonna say.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not on Facebook dating.
No, it's not a big deal. My soon-to-be ex-husband is on there, so.
Lord, I don't want to run
it. In my head and not on the radio, so I apologize.
That's okay.
No, I don't. I don't apologize.
Why should you?
It is what it is.
Yeah,
it
definitely is what it is.
Yeah, you can get me
I just think all of a sudden I got really popular.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, they were coming out of everywhere, though. Like, oh, my God.
Girl.
But the ones that I may have wanted to actually possibly get to know.
Uh-huh.
They just kind of, like, ghosted me, and I was offended.
Oh, that's not
right. I was offended.
That's
like,
not right.
I mean, it's okay. But you know what, though? It's like this. If you think that I am too much of a woman, of a goddess, for you to handle, then I can understand why someone may be like, let me quietly move out of the way. I appreciate that.
That's okay, but at least say that that's what you're doing.
Yeah, sure.
I have a problem with people that don't lay out what their plans are so that you can be involved in the decision-making also.
Yes.
If you
want
to other people and help people, that's fine. Just let me know so I can do the same.
Exactly.
And I think that's in everything. Dating,
yes.
And everything. I'm a real stickler for honesty.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I learned over the years. So I'm still a very trusting person, but I was much more trusting before. I've learned that there's some places that I had to back up from. So I did.
Yeah.
All a learning experience.
It is. And, you know, I'm not naive either. And I think,
right.
You know, in my last relationship, I was giving something very powerful from a man, and it was like he gave me confirmation about a lot of things, and he was like, I'm not crazy, am I? Is this what? And he's like, no, you're not. Like, and the thing about you is that you have a tendency to, you're not a typical woman, and you don't think like a typical woman. And that can be a little intimidating for men because they're not expecting that. Because you kind of do sometimes think like a dude. And I'm like, really? Like, yeah, you the conversations that you have, the things that you say, I was hearing you as a woman say them, they're things that I would expect to hear from a man. And I was like, hey. He's like, so, yeah, no, you're not crazy. It's just who you are. And so in this last conversation I had with someone, and I told this someone, like, you didn't have to do, like, if you are exercising your other options, because I'm very forward. Like, I'm very forward in what I want. And I even said, if that turns you off because I'm forward, than say so, because I just think that what people don't understand is, what people, men, women, children, whomever, don't understand is, when you have cancer, cancer changes your perspective on a whole lot of bullshit. And not only does it change your perspective, it also gives you the ability to be honest and forward and say what needs to be said and cut out the bullshit. So if I say that I really love you as my friend or whatever you may be, if I say that to you, then I truly mean it, because I'm not just going to gas your ass up just to be gassing you up. If I say that I respect you and I honor you and I'm giving you your flowers, if I say those things, I am doing those things because those things are true. So when I tell people, it's not because I think that I'm going to die or that I am making preparations to die. No, I've crossed that path. I've crossed that line now. I have made a decision that I want to stay and that I am fighting every day. But in the midst of me doing that, what you're not going to do is fucking waste my time, because my fucking time is so fucking valuable that I am not going to waste it or let someone squander it by playing with my fucking emotions, or we not get to the nitty-gritty, because we're fucking grown. At least we're supposed to be. And you say what you want, and either I give that to you or contemplate it or want to play that game with you, or I just simply say I don't. So I'm not looking to be your baby mama, baby. I'm not looking to be your wifey. I'm looking to fuck you. And I want to fuck you very well, and I want to fuck you very loudly and good. And if we enjoy fucking each other, then we fucking do that again when we get the time and when we want to. I'm not looking to play house. I don't want to meet your kids. I love your children. I love you being a father. That's beautiful on you, sweetheart. But I don't care. Fuck you and them kids. I want you dead. That's it. That's it. And so in the midst of that, if a man is using and optimizing his other options, baby, say that. Ain't no big deal.
Exactly.
Ain't no big deal. I get it. Because proximity is always going to be a relative issue when it comes to fucking. Because if a man or woman can't get their sexual needs and gratifications close by and they don't have to do a whole lot to get it, why the fuck would you not go for that? Why would I be trying to put a whole lot of time, if I don't want to, into a situation if this person is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours away, or I got to catch a plane to get to the pussy, when I can go over here and get Becky, and Becky down the street with the good head, like Becky got that got 3,000. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
And Becky down the street. So if we're optimizing and using our options because of close proximity, then open your
and
mouth.
And also because you're a grown-ass adult and you can say it.
Exactly.
You're a grown-ass adult.
I'm
all
a
you
grown
expect
up.
Is to stand in your
I
family.
Am motherfucking grown.
Maturity makes a big difference.
It does.
And it's not about you. It's not at
no.
all about age. Because you're
no.
going to be dating someone in their 60s and they still act like they're 7 years old and are incapable
sure.
of being honest and truthful
sure.
and forceful. But then you date someone who's 23, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
you may find that they're much more mature than anybody else you've ever dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
It just really depends on the person and their upbringing, I think.
Absolutely.
And what they're willing to learn and what they're willing to change about themselves. Because
absolutely.
I'm not trying to help you fix yourself.
No, that's not my job.
If you get mama drama or baby mama drama or any of that,
that's okay.
That's yours. You can hold on to that as long as you'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, it's humanity, and that's the way I'm going to keep it.
It's peaceful in my, absolutely. And that is hard for some men to hear a woman say. They don't know how to deal with that. They don't know, some men don't know how to, well, what the fuck am I going to do with that? Because that's not what I was, and I'm going to tell you another thing that happens with that and why it's a what the fuck moment for them, because I'm sad. And how dare my sad ass, how dare my sad disabled ass.
Really?
Yes, girl.
What?
Okay, listen, mama, listen.
Also, that's hella broken. That is hella broken.
Let me educate you, okay?
Please do. I want to hear this lame ass excuse that they have.
I have too much confidence. If you have a plus size woman that you can't run game on, that is going to expect you, if I'm good enough for you to sleep with, I'm damn enough good enough for you to take me out in the daylight. You're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to accept those things. I have too much confidence. And a lot of men are not secure and don't know how to handle that. Because I'm not, you know, you expect a woman of my size to be low self-esteem because that's what society tells you. Like, I am, you know, I should be glad and happy for the crumbs. No. I am the prize.
Amen.
All this goodness. Well,
yeah.
And so being that I think that of myself, it is a shock, first of all. And second of all, who the fuck she thinks she is? Whoa, where that come from? That I was Now there are some men that enjoy it and see it as, oh, okay, so I got to bring my A game. Like, yes, that's right. Like, I had some guy, he was in my inbox the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yo, my, what's up? I want to get to know you, so slide me your number. And I didn't respond. I didn't say anything.
So what did you do?
I saw the message. I read the message. And I left the message there. What the fuck am I going to do with that? That he obviously wasn't talking to me. Because you don't talk to me like that. You don't talk to me
get
like
to know
that.
Your audience first.
The next day, he came back with another message and said, hello, good morning, how are you? I would like to see if we could get to know each other and exchange numbers. And I said to him, Pavlov's dog, good, see? That's how you speak to a goddess. That's how you speak to a lady. I'm 46 years old, sweetheart. That yo-yo my shit don't work with me. You want to talk to me? You talk to me like you got some sense. That's it.
Okay.
Now I'll answer your question. What you doing? What you got? What you looking for? Because the bullshit you doing, you know, I already know. Like another one came talking about, what part of town are you on? Like, bro, come on. What the fuck? Come on. Like, we don't know what this is. You might as well just ask me my age, sex, and location. I'm like, I'm on the west side. He's like, I'm on the east side. I'm on the east side of Atlanta. What side of town you want? I'm on the west side of town. What you doing? What you got going on? What you trying to do? You trying to have a meet and greet? Or you trying to have a meet and fuck? What you doing? Well, I mean, which one you want? You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not stupid. Because if you're coming to talk to a woman and you're really coming to talk to me, to know me, you're not going to start off your conversation with shit like that. And like I told the other guy, I don't know how you may talk to other women, but you don't talk to me like that. You cannot talk to every woman that way. Because every woman is not the same. And that's the problem with some men. That's a problem with a lot of men. Because they think that that bullshit works for, it has worked with some of those pick-me's.
Right.
So now you think that that bullshit is going to work. And see, the problem is you have women, some women, that don't understand the power that they have, don't have the confidence or the self-awareness to know that they are the prize. And so they put up with the minimal, like, basic bitch shit from some men. And then these men think, oh, well, if that big girl gonna do it, I know motherfucking well this one going to. I am Sasha, the certifiable motherfucking diva. It's in my name. Baby. I had a man give me my name. I didn't take that name. My man, my husband gave me Sasha, certifiable diva. He gave me that name. So he knew who I was without a question. So why would I go back just because my husband has transitioned to the other plane? Would I now go back to being basic bitch?
No. Okay. No, that makes sense now. See, I'm a little different than you though. We're very similar in the way we think about things, especially concerning relationships and non-relationships. But you're a little different where you expect the respect, and as do I, absolutely. But I don't entertain it at all. But also, it depends on the day, because some days I'm the one who's saying, what do you want to do? Because I don't want to go any farther than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not a relationship. I'm not going to fall in love with you. I don't want to meet your family or your children, exactly like you said. But, you know, yes, I would most definitely like to hang out with you for a little while. And some men can't handle that.
No.
A lot of men can't handle you being direct about what you want. And the fact that you're not, you know, calling them the next day or, you know, standing outside and laying outside their window at night. They can't handle that, as they call it, rejection. I don't know how that's rejection. But if you state clearly what it is that you want from this other person, then I don't think it should be a problem.
It should?
The problem is if you agree to it and that's not what you're looking for. That's where it becomes a problem. Because then you're going to get your feelings hurt. Whether you're a man, woman, whatever you are, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever wants it.
No. And see, it was another one. And, you know, I was interested in seeing what this individual had to say. And they told me, like, okay, we started talking, having a conversation, but then I went and looked at, because they knew, and when I say this, you'll know who I'm talking about, they knew things about me, but I didn't really know a lot about them. So they've been watching me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I was like, okay, so you've been looking at me for 7 months and you ain't never said nothing? Because that's how long you've been on my page, right?
Right.
7 months. And I was like, okay. So then I was told, well, I'm not on Facebook like that, baby girl. I'm not on Facebook like that, beautiful. I'm like, oh, okay. So I said, here's my number. Call or text whenever you get the time.
So did he?
Yeah, he even texted me for my birthday. Happy birthday, beautiful.
That was very nice.
Yes, thank you.
Shout out to birthday, man.
But you didn't say anything to me, like, since. And that doesn't work for me. Like, I know that there are some people, like, when it comes, and I'm going to, it's like this. I don't have to, when it comes to my friends, and I know, you know, I try to tell people from the jump, how I am and how I would like things to go. Doesn't mean it's always going to be that way, but it's how I like. Now, if I am interested in a man, of getting to know a man, I don't need you calling me every day. I don't need that, especially if we're getting to know each other. You don't have to text me, contact me every day. But every other day is important for me. It's not because I'm insecure. It's not because I'm needy. It's not because I don't have anything to do. I want to know that you're thinking of me. What the fuck is wrong with that? Nothing. I want to know, bring up some shit that I told you last night and throw it at me like, I like when you said, it's a volleying type of back and forth of a courtship of a potential, even if it's just fucking. Like, you still got to put in a little work, daddy. Like, daddy, you ain't just going to get the pussy just because you pretty. It don't work like that for me. I need you to bait the pussy. She don't just, like, she get wet for me just because, because she's mine. But she ain't just going to get wet for you just because you look at it, because you pretty. You're a pretty motherfucker. You's good looking. You's scrumptious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to climb you. Like, 4'6", honey. Yes, let me put on my shoes. Let me put on my Tim's and climb that tree. But my pussy ain't just going to get wet for you just because you pretty. You got to mentally stimulate her. To get to her, you got to go through the gatekeeper. That's me, Sasha. You got to stimulate my mental. You got to say some shit that's going to make me think like, oh, that oh, because that's what turns me on. That's what's going to get you the kitty. Just
is that at the beginning? Or do you just expect them to know this?
I try to say that. It depends on how the person is. Because if some people you can say that to, some people you cannot, because they don't know how to accept that. You know, instead of thinking, oh, okay, so I gotta say some shit. Now it's one, but this is who he is. Like, we have this banter. We've not done anything, but we just have this easiness, this flow, and it's just some shit talking, and it's just shit talking all the time. Just, and he could get it. Like, oh, he could get it. starting because he gets it. And it would drip like water.
I'm on that. I'm on that.
It would drip like water.
Come on back, girl.
But, and you can't, you know, like, if you're not talking to me, I'm not going to beg a man to talk to me. I'm not chasing. I don't do that. Like, if you want me to chase you, you should have called me back in my 20s because I did some dumb shit. I was chasing niggas in my 20s because I thought I had to because I thought that was only going to – I don't do that. I've grown up. I don't do that. So if you act uninterested in me and I've given you opportunities, I'm not going to sit here and just – I'm not going to lay it all out on the table for you if you're not acting as if you are interested as a man to get to know me. Like, talk to me. I'm not scary. I am a bullshit talker. I love joking. I love laughing. I will say some off-the-wall bullshit to a man just to make you laugh. I say it to people. You can tell people, Beauty, don't I say some off-the-wall bullshit to you to make you laugh?
Absolutely.
It's just my nature.
Absolutely. And I'm just the same way. I'm very smirky, and I can be... It can be difficult, but I can also be very funny. But I think that there's a thin line between expecting someone to understand that about you without telling them and their fragile egos. Because you will encounter people that can't handle the fact that you're telling them this and that you're not, like I said, you know, bowing at their feet or whatever it is that they're looking for from you, you're not giving them, so they kind of back off. But that's why I'm the type of person that I call it dumping your purse. I tell them everything up front. Now, I don't tell them everything because I'm not one of those women that are going to sit there and talk your ear off telling you all my baggage. But I will tell you the basics so that you know why I'm here and what I'm looking for because I don't want it to get twisted later on down the line. I've had that happen where I've told somebody, you know, this is not a relationship. We're not getting married. I'm not going to fall in love with you. You are not falling in love with me. You know, we don't have to see each other every day. You don't even have to call me if you don't want to. Just send a text. You know, if you're cool with that, then we can do this. But otherwise, I'm not looking for anything right now. And it was fine for almost a year. And then he caught feelings. And it changed everything. It changed everything. And... the thing is, like I said, if that's not your goal, if you're not looking to end up in a relationship with this person or even in a situationship with this person, I think that laying it out in the beginning makes a lot more sense. Now, that's not to say that things and feelings may not change, because they do. You know, after you've been hanging out with someone long enough, your feelings are going to change. But if you're pretty steadfast on what it is that you don't want, then, you know, putting it out there in the beginning, I think, it makes a lot more sense. Because then you're giving the person the option of either walking away or dealing with it. And absolutely. I've had more people than not who are willing to deal with it and just be cool with the fact that it's not going to be a relationship, that it's just us hanging out and having a good time and there's no pressure, than that one time that I did have where, you know, it became a thing that I didn't want it to become. And that's why I say avoid all that by saying up front what it is you're there for.
Yeah, and I respect that. And I think that is a really good idea. That's a really good thing to do. I get
it's
that.
It's for me. And I'm not expecting that of anybody else. But that's the way I look at it for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that I could do that as well. But my problem is... If we don't get to that stage, we never got to that because he never talked to me.
Yeah. So that's the problem.
So how am I gonna tell you anything if you're not talking to me, if you're not conversing with me? I can't exchange ideas with, you know, I can send you a message, I can send you a text, but if you don't respond, and it's not like he don't see, girl, he's dead.
Right.
But he's just not saying anything. So if that tells me right there, and I just said, okay, well, you have made it abundantly clear that whatever interest that you had, you no longer have it. I wish you well. I'm going on about my business.
And you back out of the room slowly.
No, I'm just going to wobble my fat ass on up out the room. I'm not moving slow.
Go on with your wobble.
Yeah, don't fall down. You know, and that's what I've done. And then
you're saying you've done this, and then he came back and said happy birthday?
No, you said happy birthday before.
Oh, okay. So I was just going to say, if you said all that and then he wants to talk about happy birthday,
no.
He's definitely confused.
No, he said, he told me on the date of my birthday, text me. Like, he texted me. So that's what I'm saying. Like, whoa, you text me. Like, you text me, you told me your name. I'm like, oh, okay. I said my name, like, this is me, got you locked in, got your number saved, made a little contact, put your little name, gave you a little potential by put potential in my phone by your name, potential. And we're like, okay. And then my birthday came, text me early that morning. Oh, well, thank you, sir. But you ain't say nothing else to me since.
So I have to wonder, is it because of the women that aren't as direct or aren't as willing to say what they want in the beginning because they don't want the guy to go away or whatever the situation is? Do you think it's because of the mixed signals that people get, they're less capable, because that's not the word I'm looking for. They're not as motivated to do the same. But they kind of wait for you to say something else in opposed to answering?
I don't know.
That makes any sense. I'm trying to work
it
out as
in his situation,
he liked you obviously in the beginning because he wouldn't have contacted you.
Yeah.
You guys had a nice chat, whatever. You exchanged numbers, which was great. But then you didn't hear from him. And then he did catch up with you and wished you a happy birthday, and then he disappeared again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that supposed to tell you?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand where he was going with that. And maybe he just didn't know. I don't know, but.
And honestly, I don't read signals. Like,
right.
I don't do that. I'm not one of those kind that.
It's exhausting. I learned that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Just say what it is that you want and make sure that they understand what it is that you're saying.
Yes.
And everything will be fine. Communication.
Yeah. And if it's because, now, Riri says, and hey, Riri. Riri says,
hey,
maybe,
Riri.
She says, maybe he's busy. And I was like, okay. That's true. I can respect that. But 2-3 days, like, you ain't said nothing. I leave you a message and, like, I see on there that you read it.
I don't know. I don't understand him at all. I mean, you know, birthdays and Christmas.
Right?
You don't bring up those, and Valentine's Day. You don't bring up those holidays and then just ghost people. Like, you don't.
No.
You just don't. There's an etiquette that is understood that, you know, in those major holidays, those are the times when you don't ghost people.
Yeah.
Or
like,
just show up and then ghost them. It doesn't make any sense.
And then to top it off, like, the pictures that I put up, you know, for my birthday dinner with my girls and stuff.
Which were very nice, by the way.
Thank you.
They were very nice pictures. You have beautiful friends.
Like, I did a story, like, I put it on my story. He clicked loved on it several times.
Okay, so that says he's still interested, but then what the hell is the rest of what's going on?
Thank you!
He's very confusing. He's very confusing.
Wait, what you doing? What you doing? Are you shy?
Well, I mean, he can't be too shy if he contacted you, right?
Because
if you're that shy, you would wait for me to, you know, notice you and things, the different things you're doing on my page.
Well,
like sending hearts.
That's what he did. Like, for 7 months, you've been on my page. Because, like, for you to know shit about me, the things that this person knew, you've been watching me.
Maybe he's
and
just
he never
a stalker.
Said, he never
Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm pulling stuff in the air. But that just seems, I just don't understand.
But he never
And anyone who's listening, if you understand this better than I, please call. Because I'm really confused on this one. I am really confused on this one. I don't understand, like, what message is he trying to send?
I don't know. But he never said anything to me. And ever. And
you
weren't
talking marriage in the first conversation, right?
Huh?
You weren't talking marriage in the first conversation.
No.
I mean, that'll make people run, but...
No.
That's not who you are, so I just, I don't know. Maybe it's something that he's not being honest with.
I don't either. And you know what? I even said this in my little thing, like, was I too forward? Did that turn you off? Because I was a little, you know, I was too forward. Like, if I was, say that to me. Has someone said something to you about me that you don't like or you're confused about? Then come ask me. Like,
you have to pull all of that though. That's too much work.
Yeah. And that's
then,
what I said.
You guys haven't even heard anything.
Yeah, I was like, no, So
interesting.
I was like, okay, well, His birthday is coming.
Maybe he's listening. If he follows you as much as he does, maybe he's listening right now and he could call in and explain it.
I don't know. Well, I did tell him.
That would be
like,
very helpful to not only myself, but many of our listeners, I'm sure. Because that's just mixed signals.
It is.
Completely.
And like, I even put up my, when I changed my cover photo.
Mm-hmm.
He clicked on it too. He clicked love on it.
So he's still following you.
Yes.
Okay, this is a little creepy. Mr. Man, if you are out there, I'm not going to put your name on blast. Actually, I don't know your name, but she does. But we're not going to put you on blast. But if you're out there, please call. I'm sincerely trying to understand this because. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
So So
that's what they were saying.
And then I, and then me with my ass. I'm so. I went back and I looked at some of his stuff, right? And I saw some pictures of his kids, and I was like, oh, they're so sweet. And I was like, happy birthday. I want to tell you happy, because his birthday is coming up soon.
That's so sweet.
I did. I was like, happy birthday. I wish you many, many more. You know, congrats on your son, your oldest son. He looks like you. He, you know, and has a little girl. And I was like, oh, she's a beautiful little chocolate drop. Like, really feed into her and let her know that her skin color is beautiful. Like, never let her forget how beautiful her skin color is.
Mm.
And then I was like, and for your little boy, the baby boy, there's such a quiet wholesomeness about him. He looks such like a gentle soul. I really nourish that because the world needs more gentle black men.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him that fatherhood looks really good on you. It does. I mean, I wasn't being insincere. I meant it.
No, I think that's very nice of you to say. I'm the same way. If I see somebody walking down the street, I'll say something to them. They think that they're wearing something nice or that they look beautiful that day, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I didn't have anything bad to say about him, or I said anything bad to him. Like, you know, I'm like, if you weren't interested, I can tell that you aren't. You know, you're not talking, so I'm not going to waste your time. You know a lot about me, and so you know that my time is really valuable, and I value yours, and I'm not going to waste your time trying to talk to you because it's like you're not interested. You may have used your other options, which is fine, but... And if it's because, oh my gosh, she's still stuck on her husband. Well, listen, it's only been a year since Michael passed, since he transitioned, okay? It's only been a year. And even though it has been a year since Michael's transition, I am at a place now in my life where I have made peace with that. And I am willing and I am open to other options. That means I am open to talking and possibly dating other men. And I'm not like stuck. I'm going to love my husband because he was my husband. And I was with this man for 10 years of my life. So it's not something that is just going to fall away tomorrow, but
right.
I am not grieving like I was, where I am all consumed. I'm not. I know that and I understand that life goes on, and I am trying my damnedest to do that. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't have even entertained the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so if it's because of that, then if you have a conversation with me as a man, then you can see and hear, and if that's not acceptable, then that's fine too. Okay, you know,
right.
It happens, you know, and I can respect that because there are some people that just don't want to deal with it, and that's fine. But open your mouth and say that. Like,
right.
don't do that. Like, we're too old for that. We should be too old for that. Like, ghosting people and I try not to tell my sister Doreen about it. Because she's like, That's exactly what she said.
It just seems like a lot of work.
It was. And I am a person that tries to give someone, especially if I'm interested, I will try to give you the benefit of the doubt. But you're not going to get too many of them.
Right.
Because you just, you know, and no. And if one of them kind of men that needs and that's used to, because you look on his page and every time he posts something, there are women, damn, you sexy. Ooh, you fine. So if you're looking for a fan, then baby, I can't help you. Because I'm not fawning all over a man like that. Like, you fine, but I am the prize. You cute. I know that's like, so that kind of sounds egotistical, doesn't it? A little bit, but oh well.
It doesn't sound egotistical. It doesn't sound egotistical at all.
I just
it's
have
your
a
approach,
very healthy
and there's nothing wrong with that.
I have a very healthy sense of myself. I know that I am not ugly. Far from it. I'm very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to sit up here and play that role. Like, oh, I'm not playing that role for somebody else to make somebody else feel good. No, I am an attractive woman. I'm pretty. If I wasn't, you wouldn't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I cleaned up very well.
I tell you what, dating today is much different than it was back in the day.
It's so hard. It's so hard. It's just... And that's why when Johnny J was talking the other day about unicorns, and I was like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Unicorn. Oh, yeah. Me? You should try. A lot of y'all should. I could see that and set it up how I. That would be lovely. That would be lovely.
Yes, it would.
And as a woman, and then I could be his girlfriend.
There you go.
But at the same time, who wants that, though? Like, at the core of who you really are, I think every woman wants to be wanted and wants to have her quote unquote her person. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so what does it say about an individual, and what does it, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, but what does it say about you? If, what would it say about me if I were to settle to be a unicorn? And that's the question that you have to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the situation that you have to ask and be like, okay, would that be the right decision for me? Is that something that I could, live with being it, being on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you all live together. But then you could still be on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the thing that you have, those are the questions that you have to ask yourself if you get into a situation like that. Being in, you know, going, and if y'all don't know what a unicorn is, a unicorn is where a woman goes into a established relationship, and it does not have to be a sexual relationship. It could be companionship. It could be companionship for the man. It could be companionship for the woman. It could be companionship for both of them. It can be a sexual relationship. It doesn't have to be. The three of you set the parameters for the relationship and how and what will happen. And so that's what a unicorn is.
It's that's really a very different term than what I've heard.
What have you heard?
I've heard in the lesbian community that a unicorn is a woman who has never slept with a man.
Really?
Because they're very rare and hard to find.
I've heard that unicorns are someone that go, you know, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it just depends on where you are.
What group you're with.
Yeah. Because I've seen that too. When I first was introduced to the word, I saw that too, and I was like, that ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just, I don't know, but yeah.
Right.
Maybe we got it wrong. Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe the person that was telling me got it wrong.
Maybe it's all just wrong. Wrong, I tell you.
No, I don't think it's wrong. You do what you need to do for you. But yeah. But that's what I, you know, that's what I heard from someone that told me. So I don't know. But anywho, anyway.
That's the same thing I got told that by someone also.
Somebody, I don't know. Somebody got to be right. Somebody
got to be wrong. It could be both,
could
depending
be,
on which
and
community
I'll say, I'll take one for the team. I'll say that my definition is not correct. I'll take it.
It really is not that serious, but
no, it's okay.
It's really not. We've already established that neither one of us are unicorns by that terminology, so it's really not that important right now.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is. But I don't think I talked about anything that we were going to talk about.
Did we say what we were going to talk about? We were going to talk about vacation, which we did. Well, you told your story about vacation. I didn't get to tell mine yet.
Oh, well, go ahead, tell your story.
There's really not a whole lot to tell. I basically. My insomnia has been pretty bad, so I've been up all night pretty much for the last week and a half. I think I got sleep one night. Yeah. Like, yesterday was an example. I didn't go to bed until 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
But I didn't have two doctor's appointments that I was supposed to go to, and I missed them both. No, I'm sorry. One was a doctor's appointment. The other was my mechanic. So shout out to my mechanic. I'm really sorry that I missed my appointment. I already fixed the doctor's one, but I haven't spoken to my mechanic yet. It's just terrible, but I've just been running ever since. And today it happened again because I didn't go to bed until 10:30 this morning, which I didn't intend to go to bed because I had an appointment at 12 o'clock that I missed.
Oh, wow.
So it's been the insomnia has been a little frustrating this week, but if that's the worst that I can complain about, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I did get to talk to family, my cousin who's coming to town this weekend. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, okay.
Communication got lost somewhere in the middle, and I think it's partially my fault. Well, it's mostly my fault because I didn't read the entire message. And so we're only going to be able to see each other for a short period of time. But that's, you know, that's more than enough. She is my person. It'll be great to see her. And also my bestie came back from his trip. So I've hung out with him already a couple of times this week.
Okay.
And that's always good. Always good for my, it helps me to get centered. It was good too. And that's pretty much about it. I stayed away from anything that had to do with this show, which was very difficult. Because I found that I really enjoy this show, which it's the show that other people are too because our numbers are going up. But it's become all encompassing. So it's like I'll be doing research on something I just read, and it'll end up with me passing along that story to the two of you, to Miss Swing and you, to what you think about it, you know? So it was hard to not do that this week, but it was good because I did need to step away from everything for a little while.
Yes.
And although I'm sorry that I missed my appointments, it was actually what I needed. I needed to rest. Because when I go on 3 days, by the time I get to the third day of not sleeping well, then I just fall asleep wherever I am, which is never a good thing. So I usually don't drive or go anywhere too far or anything. And that's what's happened. So,
I can understand that. I've had some bouts of insomnia as well. I can go to sleep, but I'm not able to stay asleep. And so I don't know what that's about, but you're absolutely right. I purposely stayed away from any and everything. Now, I did have an interview that I was supposed to do, because they were supposed to come on the show tonight. I was going to do the interview, and last week, I hung out with my sis, and I went to this dinner. It's called the Resilience Dinner, and basically, it is led by a evangelist in a counseling type role for people that have cancer. And so I did that with her Tuesday because she's always, as my nurse navigator, she was always very but she was very encouraging of me to get out into the community and do more of the meetings and support groups that are out in the community. So anything that she finds that she thinks that would be beneficial for me in supporting me, she will definitely bring it to my attention. And so she was going to be there Tuesday, and we hadn't saw each other since Mother's Day, and I wanted to see her, and I was going to go to the interview then. But I told the guests that we were going to have, I would see them Sunday. At my birthday dinner, I, for the first time in two years, I had an alcoholic beverage.
Wow.
And it wasn't even a complete alcoholic beverage. It only had The drink only had 0.5 grams of alcohol. It was like a clean drink. And I was hungover. I was hungover.
Really?
Yeah,
all right, now.
Yeah, and it was... So Sunday came, and
I feel story time.
No, it wasn't story time. It was sleepy time. I could not let go of the bed, and so I didn't get to do the interview. But we're going to link up and do it again, because and that leads to the new segment that is going to be a part of Night Talks with Sasha, where we are going to spotlight a business. And it can be because the three of us are in three different parts of the world. It is definitely an opportunity for businesses to be spotlighted in those parts of our community where we are. Boston, Columbus, and Georgia. Columbus, Georgia, mm-hmm. and West Georgia, right outside mm-hmm. of Atlanta. So it is an opportunity for a business to be spotlighted, and you're going to come on and talk about your business, give us some history, what you do, you know, where you're located, how people can get in touch with you, all of that kind of thing. And we're going to give you about 30 minutes on the show. And so it will be a spotlight. So if you are interested and you want to be spotlighted and you want your business, you want a spotlight on your business, definitely email me at nighttalkswithsasha69@gmail.com. That's nighttalkswithsasha69@gmail.com. And that way I can get in contact with you and ask you some questions about your business, get some info, and set up a date and a time for you to come on and do your spotlight. Also, in that email message when you email me, put in the subject business spotlight so that your message will go to the top. I have filtered it so that those messages will go to the top. Otherwise, you're going to get lost, friend. Because mm-hmm. as of lately, there has been quite a few emails coming in to Night Talks with Sasha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you'll get lost. You don't
yep.
want that.
Nope, I would hate that for you. So definitely put in that subject business spotlight so that it will get filtered to the top and I can get back to you ASAP. So I did want to talk about that as well. I was going to talk about I did something over my birthday. I went and got my septum pierced. So if you follow me on Facebook and you see my pictures and you see something that looks a little different, I have a nose piercing. I kept them. Yeah, it's pierced now. So that was, it hurts too still.
Yeah, you got to keep saline on it.
Yep.
While it heals.
Yep. It hurts. But I am enjoying it, and I've gotten so many compliments. I went to the doctor yesterday, and the young lady that's the nurse that takes me back, the medical assistant that takes me back, that gets my vitals and everything, she just kept looking at me because I changed it. At my birthday, I shouldn't have done it, but I did. I took out, it's sort of like the bell, the dumbbell type thing where you can change the ends of it. Well, I took it out because I had a newer one that I wanted to put up there, and that shit hurt. And I thought, oh, God, let me put the other one back in because.
Yeah, for a minute.
Yeah, because I shouldn't have done it. But I did. So I put my other one back in, and she just kept looking at me. And I was like, she ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. But she just kept looking. And you know how you do that little look at a person like, yeah, I see you staring at me. You know, but it was different. And then the nurse practitioner, she looked at me real strange as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her about going to, would it be okay if I go to a salt cave? Because a friend and I are preparing ourselves to go to the salt caves up in Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, you can't go. She sent me this message, and I was like, why not? Because you're on chemo, and I don't want you to get sick. You get sick, and I'm a researcher, and I just kept reading, and it said people with chemo, you can't go. And I'm like,
really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Did you say why?
It's basically, it says that people with kidney disease and those that are taking chemo can't go because of the environment. Like, I can't remember exactly what it said, but it was saying something like the environment, the salt can make them dry. And I'm like, how does salt gonna make my body dry? It's not like I'm gonna be damn licking the walls.
I'm sorry, but now I got a visual and it's not going to leave my head for a couple of days.
But I'm serious. Yeah, that's true. But I'm like, and what's so funny is this, though. Okay. The Monday after my, this past Monday, after my birthday weekend dinner, I had to go and get an injection at the chemo lab. So I'm there and I'm asking the nurses, the chemo nurses, hey, going to the salt cave. It's saying something about chemo. People that's on chemo can't go. You know, I'm not on chemo. I'm doing immunotherapy, which is through an infusion, but it's not really chemo. Could I go? And she's like, I don't know. Well, damn.
Well, that's
so, don't you have to go to the doctor this week? I'm like, yeah. Well, ask the doctor, because I don't want to tell you anything.
She should ask the
doctor. Yeah, and I did. I asked the nurse practitioner, and she didn't know either.
What?
Mm-mm. She's like, I can understand if you go in there, you know, if you got some cuts, make sure you don't have any cuts, anything open, any abrasions or on your skin because of everyone being in the environment, you know, it's a cave, you could possibly get some fungal, but you're not really on chemo right now because you're not as immune and compromised as you were, but you still are. I would wear a mask because you know COVID numbers are going up. There's a new strain of COVID. And I said, yeah, okay. She's like, so I would do that, but I think you would be fine. I said, because I'm not licking the wall. She's like, yeah, definitely don't lick the
wall. Yeah.
Don't lick the wall. Yeah, don't do that. So I got to talk to my friend Tori and tell her, okay, look, I'm going, but you know, I'm just gonna have to wear a mask when I go. And Which is fine, because I don't have a problem mm-hmm. doing it. I do that anyway. When I go out, as best as I can, I wear a mask.
Right.
So we're going to plan that for sometime in September. And I'm trying to convince her to, because from where we are, Asheville, North Carolina is about 4 hours away. And she's talking about going there and coming back. And I'm like, no. Uh-uh. I'm not driving. Mm. So I'm hoping that we can do a weekend. And another friend of mine that she and I have been trying to see each other since last year sometime. And we have not got the opportunity to because something will come up or I'm not feeling well or I just need to rest. And so I'm going to try to see if my friend Lisa would like to join us if she has an opportunity. This is a friend that I met on Facebook that lived in Connecticut, that is from Connecticut as well. Like mm-hmm. Michael was. And when Michael and I was going back and forth to Connecticut and everything, she and I had lost contact, but she wasn't even up there anymore. She was in Florida or Atlanta. I don't know where she was. Lisa done moved around a lot. But now she's in Lithonia. So she's a school teacher in Lithonia. So I'm going to see if she can... if she wants to go, and I'm thinking we do a, say, Airbnb and stay,
like make
you know.
A weekend of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, stay the weekend, see Asheville, North Carolina. Because Asheville, North Carolina is beautiful.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. I think it would also be a really good opportunity for us to go to the – what is the name of the house that's up there in Asheville, North Carolina?
Yes, it is. It is
Biltmore.
It begins with a B.
Biltmore.
It belongs. Yeah, that's it exactly. Biltmore. And it is beautiful. Have you been?
No, I've always wanted to go. Well, now, I've been to Asheville, North Carolina, but I've never been to Biltmore.
Definitely take the time and go.
Yes.
That house is, this castle is absolutely amazing. The history, if you get a really good historian, the history of that castle is amazing.
It is.
One of my favorite pieces of history, and I won't be blowing anything for you, but one of the pieces of history is the people who lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were the Vanderbilt, right? Was it the Vanderbilt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like to swim in the ocean, and the castle is right next to the ocean.
Yes.
Do you know that he had ocean water sent to his bathtub, so it was in his plumbing, directly from the ocean, so he could take ocean baths?
Get out of here.
So he had like a hot water, cold water, and then ocean water.
Get out of here.
Candles in his tub. Isn't that amazing? I was like,
that
talk
is.
About spoil, man. If I could do that, I'd do it too, because salt water, I mean, as you know,
it's good.
It has so many health benefits. But he had it running right into his house. He was also one of the first people to get electricity from Edison.
Yes, I remember that as well.
The first place was actually the Iolani Palace in Hawaii.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
and they also got one of the first elevators.
I was just about to say that, and you took it out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. I'll put
that's
it back.
That's okay. Yes, they were. I remember that. Because I remember doing a report on the on Biltmore when I was in high school. I've been wanting to go there for that long. I also wanted to say that our president at the time, back in the day, FDR Roosevelt,
yeah,
to come to the Warm Springs, Georgia, which is
mm-hmm.
down the road from Rome,
mm-hmm.
and go swimming in the saltwater bath for his what did he
it's
have?
Polio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. He used to come yep. here, and they also used
There's
to
There's a whole
go...
movie that they talk about that. I can't remember
huh?
the name of the movie though. There's a movie about that.
Yes, they did, and I can't remember it either.
Was it called Warm Springs? Is that what it
yes.
was it called Warm Springs?
It was
okay.
called something.
I haven't watched it yet, but I saw the previews and I found it intriguing.
Yeah, it's but
it's
I know it was in Warm Springs,
thing.
Georgia, and also on the Martha Berry campus here in Rome. The college campus was also
mm-hmm.
Also a pool with the salt water that FDR would go to. Now, the Warm Springs, that water was natural. It was a natural Warm Springs, you know. But
right.
On the college campus of Martha Berry here in Rome, there was a pool that they went to because it used to be FDR, and it used to also be Ford, the Ford car company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The man that made Ford that it's named off of, he used to come here with his wife, and also Woodrow Wilson, because President Woodrow Wilson's wife was from Rome, and when she died, she is actually buried on the top of the graveyard that's here. I can't remember the name of it. But she's up on the very top. That's where
okay.
I'll tell y'all about it in a minute. Like right now, I can't remember. But they all used to come on the Martha Berry. It used to be her house, and then they turned it into a college campus. But it was her house, and FDR used to go into her pool that had the salt water, the warm salt water for his polio. And they would all come up here and vacation together.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah, because yep. Ford was in love with Martha Berry, but she
okay.
wouldn't marry him.
Damn.
Because he already had a wife.
Damn.
But they would come up here and do that. So there's a lot of history in Rome. That movie with Denzel Washington, when they played football, he was the football coach.
Yes.
That movie was shot here in Rome on the Berry College campus. So when they're actually playing football, that is an actual football field on the Berry College campus.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So Denzel Washington was up here a lot at that time. Also,
mm-hmm.
the new movie that was out with Scarlett Johansson, the Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
that movie was shot here. And a lot of the scenes, if you watched Stranger Things on Netflix,
yes.
Stranger
yes,
Things,
I love that
a lot one. Of it was shot. Like the last series of Stranger Things, when they were in the house and the house came to life and all that stuff,
yes.
and they found
mm-hmm.
that is a bed and breakfast that is here in Rome. and now people come all over the world to Rome, Georgia, to go and look at that house. It's like the Claremont House or something. And they painted this god-awful color. It's horrible. It used to be very pretty. But now they've painted it. It's actually owned by a family now. And a family lives in it. Where at first it was just a bed and breakfast and somebody owned it. But now a family owns it. And they actually live in it. And but yeah, you'll see people standing there on the sidewalk taking pictures because they're like, oh. And when I look at the Stranger Things and I looked at the movie The Black Widow, I could tell that they were on what street they were on. And a particular scene in The Black Widow when he was driving down the road. And they had, like, all of this stuff was behind them. They were on a road called Turner McCall Boulevard. It's a main thoroughfare through town. And, yeah, I could tell where they were. it's a pretty good town. And The Walking Dead was shot. Some of it was shot a couple of places here in Rome, and then, but the earlier episodes were shot in South Georgia, not far from Atlanta.
A lot of history.
Yep. So,
I said groovy.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a really interesting little town. It's a lot of things. And that two actors from the show, from The Walking Dead, actually came into Rome, and they were at a Starbucks on their way to Tennessee.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was that. Something else that we're going to do, if you are a book lover, did you get the book I sent you?
I have not. Not yet.
I sent it to your email.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay.
Back to my email.
Oh, okay.
We're
getting ready to do a book review. So if you're interested and you want to be a part of the book review that we're going to do, the name of the book is Life Goes On. It is by author Jazzy Uncontrollable Goddess. It's a book of poetry, and it's based on the life and times of Tupac Shakur. So we're going to read that book, and we're going to have Uncontrollable Goddess on the show, and we're going to, do a review. We're going to ask her questions and talk about the book. I did a book review with her one time before, so she had never did it before, and she did really well, so I think it'll be interesting, and I think it will be really fun for us to do that. And, of course, we got September coming up and October, Halloween, and I want to do another book review in October, but we're also going to do some scary stuff, some frightening stuff, watch some movies, do some stuff like that, and just have some fun. Also, in Thanksgiving and Christmas, if you have a particular outreach or something for the community that you need help or you need participation in, and you would like for the ladies of Night Talks with Sasha to be a part, please contact us again at that email, nighttalkswithsasha69 gmail.com. Give me an idea. Let me know what your organization is, because we are looking to do some community outreach for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. There is one organization that that I'm going to work with for Christmas, that they donate clothing and things like of that nature for women. It's an organization that Riri is part of, and so I want to work with the lady, and I'm hoping that we can get her on the show and talk to her, because that's what I do, and that's what I love to do. I love to help people. And so with the holidays fast approaching, we want to be able to do something. So it does not just have to be in Georgia. Again, we have people all over. So you, if it's something in Boston, definitely hit us up, and we talk to Beauty, and maybe Beauty can be that ambassador, and the same for Columbus, Georgia. Swing can also be the ambassador. I can be that ambassador for Atlanta and the Rome area. So definitely let us know, and so that we can see what we can do and how we can be of service. Huh?
Yes. I said absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, so that we can be of service to an organization, and extend our hand, because that's what we do, and giving back is what keeps us afloat, and it keeps us one with the universe. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to say good evening. It was a great time talking. I miss this swing.
Yeah,
and I hope that everything's okay with her.
I hope it is too. I hope it is too. I'm hoping that she's just resting, because I think she said something that she's been working a little bit more. I meant to call her. I'm gonna text her when I get off the air. But yeah, you go ahead, do your thing. I'm gonna end anyway, so we're good.
Alrighty, and I just thought I'd put it out there. If anybody wants to send me any messages, they can also reach me at beautiful2012@gmail.com. And that's spelled capital B-E, capital Y-O-U, capital T-F-U-L-L, 2012@gmail.com. And then I also have an Instagram page, which is beauty2023. And that's also B-E-Y-O-U-T, 2023. So feel free to drop me a message or anything about the show that you wanted to know. I can always pass information along to Miss Sasha also, so she's not getting a whole bunch of messages that she has to go through by herself. So
thank you. I appreciate
that. I look
that.
Forward to hearing from everybody. No problem at all. Have a great evening. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I love you, sis, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Have a blessed night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I just wanted to hit you all up with that tidbit of info. I don't think that there's anything else that I want to share, but like I said, there are some things that are coming up in the next few months with the show and what we are doing. So if you want to be a part, always, you know, look out. You can look for the information on Facebook at our Night Talks with Sasha podcast page. That is on Facebook. You can also hit me up on Instagram as well at Night Talks with Sasha. DM me. If you can't see what's going on Facebook, you can always look and see what's happening and what's going on Instagram. If you are on Facebook and you would like to be in constant know of what's going on, I would suggest that you like and follow the podcast page on Facebook. You can also like and follow our Instagram page. We are steadily trying to grow our numbers on our Facebook page with our podcast page. So if you are out there, please take a moment to like and follow Night Talks with Sasha on Facebook. I'm trying to meet a goal. And with that goal, there will be bigger and better things. There will be an opportunity for our content to be monetized. So I need 500 followers. So I'm up to 402. So if you would be so kind, if you want to help, just click and follow. Also, you can follow us on Blog Talk. Again, with Blog Talk, you have to make an account. They need an email. But with that email, you can like and follow the page, the show, and you will get an email every time and a reminder every time that a new episode of Night Talks with Sasha has been uploaded or been done, so that you can keep up what's going on. If you've missed something, if you want to go back and listen to some shows, you can also go and download our shows. Also, look out for us on Apple Podcasts, because we're definitely, I'm waiting for confirmation that we are going to be loaded on Apple. So definitely look for us, and look for us on some other platforms that you listen to your podcast, Spotify, and a few others. So I'm working diligently behind the scenes to get things done and to move us in an upward direction. The show is doing really well. It's being listened to across the world. We have had listeners in the Philippines, Barbados. We have listeners in Zambia, Africa. Zambia, Africa has been with us since the beginning. Thank you, Zambia. Thank you to my brothers and sisters in the motherland for listening and following the show. I really appreciate that. We are also now have listeners in Germany and also Australia. So thank you, mates. Good day, mates, down in Australia. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening in Germany and Barbados. And thank you, Philippines, as well, for listening to Night Talks with Sasha. I appreciate all the support. And to my fellow Romans, my Atlanteans, everywhere that you are listening to the sound of our voices and my voice, I thank you for following our show, for giving us an opportunity to entertain you and give you that hot tea that comes through every week. So thank you again. I appreciate you immensely. You don't know how much. It's definitely a long time coming. So it's a lifeline for me, and I really appreciate all the support that you all have given. And just stay looking out. We're going to try to finish 2023 big and bring in 2024 with you all. And with that, we're going to be doing some bigger and better things. And, you know, just working diligently to entertain you. I know it may not always be something that you may want to hear, but I'm hoping that it is something that you want to hear. If you have any suggestions, any topics, anything that you would like for us to talk about, please send me a message. You can send me a message anywhere, Facebook, Instagram. You can email me. So let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Talk to us. I'm very easy to talk to. I may not sound like it, but I'm very friendly. I'm very easy to talk to, and you can tell me what you think. Yes, I am sensitive about my He's my baby. Sasha, Night Talks with Sasha, the podcast, is my baby. But I am open to positive criticism. So thank you for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and stay safe. It's crazy out here. When the heat rises, so do people's tempers, and their patience get shorter. I don't want you to get crossed up in the melee or get hurt because of whatever. So just be safe. Wear your mask, people. COVID is not gone. We have lost too many good people, too many family members, too many loved ones, too many husbands, too many wives, too many children, brothers, and sisters. So wear your mask. I know it's a hassle. It's hot. I get it. I get it. I really do. But it's not safe yet, and I don't want to read about you. I don't want that. I don't want to hear about any more of our people dying from COVID. So if you have to do just like myself, get your booster. Go get your booster. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face or your mouth. And just be safe. God bless. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we will be talking to you again next week. Wednesday, we're going to do a Sasha's Wednesday Money Show. So I hope you join us then. Until then, good evening. Good night. God bless.